This goodness cannot be measured by the length of our years, but by how we live those years. This goodness is not about what we amass, but what we give. It's not having more, but being more. For in the end, our lives are judged not by the businesses, houses, or portfolios that we built, but by the lives that we touched, by the lives that we made better. Once this realization becomes part of our psyches, our entire attitude towards life will alter. Instead of being consumed by competitiveness, serenity will set in, a serenity that will enable us to say thank you. Thank you for the life that God gave us. Instead of feelings of entitlement, we will be overcome by feelings of indebtedness, a need to give back, to make a difference in the world. 10 years have gone by since my husband was called on high. But to this day, I meet people who, with a tear in their eye, a loving smile, remember their rabbi who touched their hearts. So yes, my husband lived a good life. But you may argue that not everyone can build a synagogue, not everyone is a wise, gentle rabbi, and not everyone can live that good life. So how can you make a difference in the world? Every person has been created to make a difference. Every person has been shaped and molded by God for a special mission that only he or she can fulfill. And if we have lost sight of that mission, it is only because we no longer know how to identify it.